Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, in the far-flung reaches of a South American jungle, the Man of Steel meets with some strange experiences. We'll join him in a moment. But first, let's see what Dan McCullough and his pal Eddie are talking about. And now, the adventures of Superman. Yesterday, as you remember, Clark Kent, Rev Peyton, and Jimmy Olsen, stranded in the jungle of South America, had settled down in their improvised lean-to for some much-needed rest, little realizing that not very far away, two Japanese parachutists, having spied the flickering light of the bird in a coma, are even now descending from the hills to investigate. But even in his deep sleep, Superman's keen ears pick up the sound of the stealthy, rustling footsteps. He stirs as in a dream. Then suddenly he is wide awake.
What was that? Sounds like footsteps. The coma hasn't noticed anything yet, or he would have whistled. I better get outside. I could see Jimmy and Red Peyton are asleep. Quiet, Nakoma. Don't make a sound. Not an animal. It's a human footstep. Well, whoever it is, it's got to be
Superman. Here they come. Great Scott, two camouflaged Jap soldiers. This is going to be good. I wouldn't miss this for all the rice they've stolen from China.
That's right, Oshima. It is on tree, not on ground.
Oh, yes, I see. Perhaps it's another Japanese soldier. We have not been notified how many more sons of the Emperor were dropped from heaven by parachute.
You not talk so much. Let us see what night is.
And while you're looking, take a good look at me.
Oh, no problem.
It's giant.
Shoot, Oshima, shoot.
Throw those pop guns away.
You, bullet, no hurt. Gun, no kill.
He's devil. He would not take me. I go to my ancestors. I die honorable death.
Well, that's one. Now, what about you?
I not wish to die. What will you do to me?
You'll find out. Stop throwing. Just relax, because we're going up, up, and away.
Oh, we leave ground. You man, you no bird. How you leave ground?
Save your breath and get to answer my question.
No answer question.
You know, huh? Well, we'll see about that. First, we'll do a somersault in the air just for fun.
Oh, didn't like that, eh?
Funny, it made me feel much better. Oh. That somersault was for the Chinese, and this one is for our boys in Bataan. And here's the turn for Saipan. Another for Tarawa.
No more, stop, please.
Yes, maybe that's enough. For now, anyway. I want to knock all the breath out of you until you answer my question. We'll go down.
You know that before.
Not now, I won't. But if you don't tell me everything I want to know...
I said everything.
Good. Down. Down.
Superman.
Hello, Jim. Look what I found.
Oh, I stand up myself now. I not run away.
You better not.
Gee, another Jap. I heard some shots and found a dead one just a little way from here. How'd you find him, Superman?
Oh, just happened to be passing by, Jim.
Oh, gee, sure lucky you were. You've had enough trouble already.
You can tell me all about it later, Jim. Let's get this squirming piece of humanity tied up.
You bet. Gosh, you must have scared him. Shaking so hard, he looks like he's ready to fall apart.
I hope he doesn't. He's got a lot of information inside him. We don't want to lose it. Come on, you. Here, this tree should be a good place to tie him to.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are we going to use for a rope? I haven't got anything but my shoelaces.
I'll hold him while you pull down some of those jungle vines. They may scratch him a little, but they'll hold him.
Okay, be back with him in a minute.
Right.
James, here up close. Are they awake? The claps have thundered. But mayhap, I was dreaming. Why, thou art not dreamed, my fear clerk. I do not believe you at all.
But I know you, Rev Peyton.
Now, and Quickie, how comest thou to know my name?
Well, Clark Kent told me.
And what is thy name?
Oh, I'm Superman.
Aye, the Stripling Dave has spoken thy name often. He think it highly of thee.
I like Jim, too. He's a good friend of mine.
And who is it thou holdest by the back of the neck? Why, he might be a brother to Saki. The evil grandmaster of Venerian.
That's what I figured, Rev Peyton. I figured Saki was Japanese.
Thou figured?
Well, I've never seen you before.
I could find Superman.
Oh,
are you up for a Peyton?
Oh, the mules are waiting.
They'll do. Come on, Jim. You help me tie him up.
And how?
I do. I do.
You do what?
I do. And how?
Oh, boy. Well. He learns fast, doesn't she, Superman?
He certainly does. Come on, let's get going. Well, here we are. Now, up against that tree, you...
Oh, no, you let me go.
I'll hold him while you and Rev Peyton wind the vines around him.
Okay, come on, Rev Peyton.
Not the triangle. Oh, no, please.
Who would have thought I'd be helping capture him?
There's no doubt. Another human being. Death in their hearts. They must be restrained fast.
Draw tighter, Jim.
Oh, no. Let it go.
Okay. I don't think he can get away now.
Uh-uh. Oh, that's a good job. Couldn't have done it better myself, and that goes for you, too, Rev Peyton.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Gee, won't Mr. Kent be surprised when he gets back?
Pretty, sure, Clark.
Well, yeah, that's right. Where'd he go?
Oh, this jungle is no place in which to wander alone. Mayhap he has lost his way.
Gosh, maybe we'd better start looking for him.
You stay here, Jim, and watch our prisoner.
Well, what about Mr. Kent?
I'll scout around, and he can't be very far, and just as soon as I find him, I'll send him back to you.
So you mean you'll bring him back?
Well, maybe not, but don't worry. I'll be around if you need me.
Well, if you've got to. Goodbye, Superman.
Glad you go, sir.
Goodbye. Take good care of the prisoner.
You bet.
Now, up! Up! And away!
Well, there he goes, Earth Peyton.
I think a beautiful thing of birds. The heavens look brighter because of him.
You said it. Well, now it's time we got down to business.
Business?
Sure. Guess since I'm the only man around now, I'll have to give the orders.
Aye, sir. What wouldst thou command me? Here stand I, ready to obey.
Just stick close by me and don't go wandering off by yourself. Now, let's see. Oh, yeah, let's have a look at Tito.
Tito?
Yeah, I call all Japanese soldiers Tito. I know their right names.
Oh.
How you doing, Tito?
Oh, since Rajman go away, I not to talk.
You talk, you rat. I'll bust you one on the noggin.
Noggin? What speakest thou, James?
Oh, you know, noggin. A bean, a... Dome, up here.
Oh, it's clear. Thou mean his head.
Yeah, that's right.
Tis well understood. Here, thou, because thou now as James Commander, or I too will bust thee on the noggin.
That's great, Miss Peyton. In a little while, you'll really be talking English.
James, look there. Oh, see what clock comes through the block.
Hey, Mr. Kent, over here.
Hi, Theo. Well, what do you got there?
A Japanese prisoner.
Aye, Superman brought him to
us. Yeah, and there's another one over there, dead. He shot himself.
Well, let's find out what they were doing around here.
3 o'clock.
Yes?
Oh, what are you staring at, Miss Peyton?
Here. Turn down around slowly so as not to startle him.
Startle whom?
There is a savage hiding in the bush.
What?
He has a swinging, poison dart in his head. Take care.
As Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen turn slowly, they see a dark, ugly face staring at them through the bushes. Poised in his hand is a sling with a poisoned dart. Who is this apparition who seemingly appeared from nowhere? We'll know in just a moment. But first, here's an important tip for you.
Say, gang, do you know whether the Vought Excalibur is an Army or Navy transport plane? Here's another question. Is the normal flying range of the British Sunderland flying boat 1,000 or 2,000 miles? Well, the answers to these two questions are printed right on the backs of two of the prize model planes that come inside all the Kellogg's pet packages now. You see, there's a colored cardboard plane model right inside every single pet package. Now, there are 14 you can get altogether, and two of the models are the Vought Excalibur and the British Sunderland flying boat. And printed right on the backs of all these models are lots of valuable pointers about that particular plane. Best of all, gang, you don't have to send in a single penny for any of these exciting models. Not even a box top. There's a plane right inside every pet package. So, gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of those golden, delicious whole wheat flakes tomorrow. And don't forget that name, Pep. P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek. And now, back to our story. After helping Jimmy Olsen and Rev Peyton tie up their Japanese captive, Superman left to change back into the guise of Clark Kent. He had scarcely returned through the lean-to when a strange apparition appeared out of nowhere, holding a dart sling in his hand.
Don't move, Jim. Maybe a friendly native. We don't want to frighten him.
Well, it looks like we frightened him already.
She's running away.
But I surrender very tentatively. That's if it has gone to the other side.
Are the natives friendly in these parts, Miss Clayton?
It's not easy to say. There are tribes which are friendly. There are others without us.
That's not much help.
Hey, maybe we better not wait to find out whether these are friendly or not, Mr. Kent. Maybe we ought to get more.
Look, as the German chief is out of his front, I would say. I get to know where he is.
Oh, go ahead, Miss Clayton. Do you think you recognize the tribe he's from?
I can't see absolutely.
Well, tell us anyway. We've got to know sooner or later.
He would think he belonged to a tribe of headhunters.
What?
Headhunters? Leaping lizards. What do we do, Mr. Kent?
Take it easy, take it easy. Nothing's happened yet.
Uh-oh. Drum.
I. This is our boat. The runner has notified his tribe then. A fruit. Even as we speak.
Gosh. Hearing those drums send shivers up and down my spine. Let's get out of here, Mr. Kent, quick.
We can't, Jim. Even if we wanted to.
Why not?
Because in the first place, we don't know where to go. And in the second place, we're already completely surrounded by savages.
Unable in the presence of Jimmy and Red Peyton to assume his true role of Superman, Clark Kent stands rooted to the spot as the unknown tribe of headhunters closes in on the clearing. Tensely, he awaits their approach, wondering what he can do. We'll find out what Kent does tomorrow, so be sure to listen. Tune in and follow The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. Same time, same station. By the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is Mutual,